Dog Tales, number 22, The Billy Ruff. One evening, down on Fines Creek in Haywood County, North Carolina, three men were talking about their dogs. Oh, kind of bragging about which one was the best dog. They decided there was no way to tell, except just to go out and try them out. So they agreed to go out the next morning. They went out in that Billy Ruff. Don't you know what a ruff is? Oh, that's a laurel thicket. Now, to the folks raised in the mountains, laurel is what folks raised in other parts call rhododendron. And it has woody stems and shoots up like a bush, and so close together that you can't get through without cutting the laurel down. It's a tough job, so it's called a ruff. The Billy Ruff in Fines Creek was named after Billy, who found a bear path which led to a little clearing there in the laurel. From the clearing, they hissed their dogs. That's what Bobby McClure said. But the dogs were afraid to go into the Billy Ruff. They'd come right back and were hissed again. They came back again, tails between their legs. The men didn't like that as it kind of showed them up. No one would brag about a dog that was a coward. The dogs didn't want to move, tails between their legs, until the men really hissed them. And the dogs finally took off. After a while, the men heard a racket some distance away. It sounded like a devil cutting tan bark. And then everything got quiet. And the dogs never come back. The men waited and waited. They were afraid to do more than whisper. What do you reckon happened? Has something got our dogs? What kind of varmint would that be? Must be pretty fierce to have fought with our dogs and killed them all off. They finally decided to go and find out what happened to their dogs. They decided to all go together. So they went out, cutting through the Billy Ruff, in the direction of where they heard the fight. It was tough going. They got to a clearing down by a cave. There, the ferns and the galax were bent and tromped on. They never did find nary a one of them dogs, only some hair and hides scattered around. They decided if that varmint was that mean, they'd better get out of there themselves because their lives might be on the line too. So the three of them, they started back through the Billy Ruff. It was getting about dusk, and they were in a hurry to get home before dark. As they came around a bend on the bear's path, a laurel limb which had been bent back on their way in snapped loose and hit the last man on his rear end. It made him jump, and he took off a hollering, sure that the varmint was about to get him. The next man in line heard him coming right on his heels, and he made a jump forward, and he landed on the back of the first man and hung on. The first man thought for sure that that varmint had got a hold of him, and he took off a running as if his life depended on it. They all three hightailed it out of there and didn't stop till they got all the way home. To this day, nobody hunts in the Billy Ruff down on Fines Creek. Collected from a Berea College student from Haywood County, North Carolina in 1980. Dean Rathbone learned this from his uncle, Miles Rathbone, also of Fines Creek. A subsequent letter from Dean says that this incident really happened in the Jerry Ruff. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.